Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher.
My name is Yalingyu Fisher.
Thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great podcast for you for this January 8th, 2010. This is our 361st podcast. So glad you're here today. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to be talking about things that locals love about Hawaii, which is us, and things that you're going to love about Hawaii, too, when you come to visit us here. We're also going to be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, that's just an excellent segment for you, because you can kind of hear what people are paying for their Hawaii vacations. Yep. Of course, this podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii-Aloha.com. In Hawaii, Hawaii's experts. You can catch us on the web at www.Hawaii-Aloha.com.
And you can reach us at 1-800-843-8771 or email us at podcast@hawaii-aloha.com. Also, you can find us on Twitter. And Facebook.
Right. I'm Aloha Bruce.
Aloha Yaling.
And this is Aloha Yaling. And you can keep up with what we're doing on both of those venues. And you can catch us on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Hawaii Vacation. So check us out. And we do this every Wednesday and Friday. This is our Aloha Friday edition. It's Friday. I can't believe it's Friday already. The week just flew by and this whole month is flying by already. Here we are right in the heart of 2010. So it's just going to be a great year. It's already starting out real nice. If you're coming to Hawaii, you happen to be getting here today or tonight. I heard Jimmy Buffett just now announced that he's doing an impromptu concert up at the Beachcomber. And you know that happens when celebrities come to Hawaii. Like Elton John was here,
and he was here.
I don't know how, or he is here, and I don't know how this worked out if this is true, but I was told that he wasn't planning on doing a concert and decided to do a concert once he got here, and now he's done one. He's going to do another one tomorrow night.
Yeah,
is that true? I don't think so.
As I understand Elton John, I don't think maybe he planned for one.
And then planning
the Saturday. Because he's like a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities are in Hawaii right now.
I know. Do you know what?
The Osbournes are here. Yeah. And they're getting crazy on the beach, I heard.
Oh.
Yeah. Then Hillary Rodham Clinton is going to be here.
Next week. Next Tuesday. Yeah.
So everybody's, you know, of course it's winter. So everybody's trying to find excuses to come to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, we have the big Lost event coming up at the end of the month. And if you're a Lost fan, that's that ABC show. We're doing a wonderful event. You know, you can see the premiere of the show 3 days before it actually premieres on television. And you can see it on the beach here in Hawaii. And I just found out that ABC was announcing, I mean, that the president announced that he may be doing his State of the Union speech on that day that it premieres. So that means that you need to come to Hawaii if you really want to see it in time. So that's just good for us, I guess.
If not, you're going to fall asleep.
In Hawaii, we don't have to worry about that, by the way.
I know.
Because we're in a different time zone, so we never have to worry when there's these things that happen, you know, and it preempts television shows. Anyway, so a lot happening here, and, you know, you want to stay in touch with us. We'll let you know about all this stuff. So let's get into talking about our topic for today, which has to do about what people, what locals love about Hawaii and what folks like you who are going to be coming to Hawaii will learn about Hawaii and love about Hawaii, too.
Yep.
And so maybe some of the things that you can expect when you get here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after people have visit here, they generally agree about the things that they liked about Hawaii. And it's no surprise that they love the weather.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the beaches.
Of course.
And all of the unique attractions that are here. And, of course, all of the aloha spirit.
The people.
The people. You know, and also the food. And we have a lot of ethnic diversity here. Sorry, I spit that out. Yeah, ethnic diversity. And I think that's one of the great things about Hawaii is that we do have so many cultures here. It's a real true melting pot. You know, they say that, you know, United States is a melting pot, but I think Hawaii in itself is such a melting pot. I mean, and I think this is one of the things we love about living here is the cultures. And, you know, we're not too shy about making fun of each other's cultures here, too. So that's another thing. When you come here and you hear us making sort of ethnic jokes with each other, it's totally acceptable.
Just have fun.
I'm not going to say any today. We'll do a show about all the other. We've done that before. We'll do another ethnic joke show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because every ethnic background here has funny little quirky things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and when you get here, you're going to probably run into folks, and I do this when I run into tourists here. Mm-hmm. I ask them, are you having fun? You know, mm-hmm. and are you enjoying yourself here?
Mm-hmm.
And the things that we like about Hawaii are really kind of very similar to the things that you guys on the mainland or wherever the world you are like about where you live. We pretty much but there's a couple things. Like, first of all, we pretty much take for granted the weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's given that the weather is always really nice here.
Because my mom called me and said, it's freezing cold here. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not.
And I find myself kind of rubbing it in sometimes when I'm talking to clients, you know, about the weather. Mm-hmm. You know, but given exceptions of, you know, kind of like rainy spells that we get or rare hurricanes, the weather comes and goes day after day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can kind of go to the beach anytime we want. We can play. You know, we can go golfing, we can hike, we can walk our dogs, we can
do our yard.
We can tend to our gardens and do anything we want pretty much here. We kind of take it for granted sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I'm feeling kind of down, you know, or kind of like feeling low, all I have to do is just look at this right here, you know? I just walk outside or I take a ride up the... But, you know, sometimes I think we take it for granted, don't you? Yeah. I think we do.
I believe so.
But one thing that we do cherish here, and I think you'll notice this too when you visit Hawaii, is the aloha spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that we generate it consciously the way maybe somebody like at a concierge or a wait person might at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Our aloha spirit just is there, and we kind of give it freely when we're meeting folks. Like the other day, I saw a guy, you know, with a map trying to figure out where to go, and I just stopped and helped him out.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to Hanuma Bay, and he didn't realize that Hanuma Bay was just so close to where he was already. But he was looking at the map, and where is it? He was stuck at Koko Marina. He thought he had to go back. I said, no, it's just right up there. And he was just so happy, you know, things like that. You know, so we do have aloha spirit, and we do give it freely. And we just sort of expect it, you know, others to treat us back that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're eager to help each other out. And we're eager to, I think, entertain each other. And we really love to meet each other and, you know, have food with friends and hang out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like to go out a lot in Hawaii, just in general. That's just a general thing. We spend a lot of time going out and meeting friends and sharing our food and doing stuff. Now, I think when it comes to the scenery, you know, yeah. and the beauty here,
mm-hmm.
I think some of us and most of us wake up a lot earlier than people do on the mainland. A lot of us rise before dawn. You know, I know people that, I know she's looking at me funny because she doesn't, we don't get up. Well, you get up earlier than I do now. You get up at 6, but a lot of people start. I mean,
my parents wake up at 5.
Yeah.
4:30.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
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 Well, I think in general, because we're on the time zone for the East Coast, a lot of people wake up really early here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that even on the mainland, because I see we have a satellite dish and I see when the news starts, it starts at like 4:30 in the morning,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, I think some of us rise just before dawn just to see the sunrise.
Mm-hmm.
And we plan our meals around sunset time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of us have private scenic spots that we like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of like what I was talking about before. And just to think. And, you know, a lot of us have, like, our favorite places that we like to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And that we look forward to going to.
Yeah.
And we have different parts of the island here. You know, we're on a small rock, like on Oahu. I can speak pretty much mostly about Oahu because we live here.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of on a rock.
Mm-hmm.
And distances between places seem a lot longer than they actually are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're 12 miles away from downtown Honolulu.
But tell us how long?
But it might take us 20 minutes. If there's no traffic, it might take us 15 minutes even.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like it's so far away all the way downtown.
I know.
You know, on Oahu, driving east on a usually busy Kanaʻali Highway, is, you know, sometimes a lot of traffic. So mm-hmm. it could seem like a long time, and it's not.
Yep.
What other things? Oh, like sometimes the moon here is incredible here. And I don't know why I'm saying that now, but it just reminded me that sometimes we can see huge moon rises.
Yeah.
That are incredible out here on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, if you can catch this, this will be the largest moon that you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. And that's over on the east side here where we are.
That's right.
Over Cocohead. It'll start and it'll be huge. It'll be just huge. Now, a lot of us who live in the metropolitan areas enjoy going into town and shopping and visiting. And if we live in the city, we like to go out to the country for a change.
Mm-hmm.
And if we've lived on one island for a few years, like if you've lived on Oahu for a few years, we pretty much have no desire to go to any other island.
And so that's why for us, that take vacation to the other island.
Unless there's really good reason to go. And we, you know, we were talking about it the other day. We go, we have to go to Maui. Remember? And it's like, we really don't want to go. We have to go, you know, for our business. We have to get around all the islands a lot to see what's going on and to experience what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just kind of a funny thing. You might have heard the expression rock fever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I hear you said it a few times.
Yeah. I think regardless of what people say about it, I think that we're really happy to come home after we take trips, aren't we? I mean, no matter where we go. I mean, we're coming back to paradise. I mean, let's face it. You know,
it's
so beautiful here. We don't mind coming back.
Oh yes.
If you want to join us in live chat or you have any questions, remember we do this every Wednesday and Friday, and you can come into the live chat and ask questions and stuff. And there's a couple of questions in there we'll get to in a second. Now, we do eat out a lot in Hawaii, and I was going to mention that because there's so many food choices here. It's just one of the great things about Hawaii is all the wonderful food and the flavors that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But we tend to stick to our favorites, and that kind of ties into what we did last night. You know, we're looking for something different, and we tend to go to the restaurants we really like and enjoy, and the places that know us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times for us, because we live on the marina here, we like to go to, you know, restaurant center close by, because we take the boat over.
Yeah.
But we do really appreciate each other's cooking. And boy, do we share. You know, when you go to a place when we're having potluck, you know, or man, there is food. Everybody's bringing food. And when people work in the offices here, when we had our office before we moved in at home and we had other people in the office, you know, people would always come in with food every day, bringing, you know, mangoes or banana bread or chili chutney or chicken or just there's so many specialties, you know, fish or original dessert that somebody made.
Yep.
So you're always going to find that. We love to also do something here, and that you'll probably, that we always recommend that you do, and that's we like to exchange lei. Okay, we give leis for everything, and sometimes a person will get so many leis that their entire head is covered with leis, right? We just love to do that. It's our way of showing appreciation and love and congratulating folks for you know, special occasions, special things that are happening in their lives. We enjoy exploring, but I think we enjoy exploring a little bit differently than folks on the mainland and tourists explore. If we hear of a special place, like from a friend or something,
we go.
we might pass a road. Yeah, we will go and, you know, check it out. We might check a road that leads to somewhere that we've never seen before. And like last night, we all got together and went to a restaurant we hadn't been to before.
Yeah.
And we went to that Japanese restaurant, Hata.
I know. And we travel on the street so many times.
Oh, yeah. Millions of times we've been on the streets, right on King Street, but we've never even noticed it. It's kind of a hole in the wall, if you will. So it's always fun to experience new stuff. And these are the kind of things that you're going to want to do when you come here, too, because it's fun to experience stuff the way the locals do when they come to Hawaii. You know, there's these are small islands, so we kind of have a small town mentality, but it's a big city. Like on Oahu, we've got a million people. And there's always something new to discover, even though it's such a small place. And we enjoy doing that. And, I think people here like to go to the touristy thing. I know we like to go to things that folks who are visiting Hawaii like to do. We like to do the same things, really. We like the attractions, too. We like going to the Polynesian Cultural Center from time to time. We like going to Sea Life Park. We like doing the same things you do. And that's kind of a fun thing about living here is we can play tourist. A lot of times, Yali and I will just, because I look like a tourist, right? And we kind of look like a, well, we are an interracial couple, right? We walk around and people think we're from, always think we're from another state somewhere or something. And what other things? You do read a little bit about, racial strife here, a little bit, But we really are proud of the diversity here, and we reflect proudly and gratefully on our diversity and our mutual tolerance for each other. Mm-hmm. And we also recognize how important it is for you to be here and how important you are to our economy. And people know that, too. And we know that word of mouth is very important. And for the most part, most people here are going to treat you accordingly when you come here. And we're going to treat you with, respect and a lot of aloha spirit. And I think you can expect that mm-hmm. when you come to Hawaii. Well, this went on a little bit longer than I expected. So let's get into packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. We can't do the hotel of the day. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Aston Islander on the beach. We'll talk about that next time.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we have on tap for vacation packages today?
The first one is for family of four. Travel day will be June 8th and to the 15th. And they stay in the Maui and stay in the Royal Kahana, the one-bedroom ocean view with a mean-sized car. For family of four, and total $4,196.
I mean, $4,196. If you can get in under $5,000, I say, for four people, mean, like this, it's unbelievable. Congratulations to the Weingart family. They're going to have a wonderful trip here in the summer. People are planning their summer vacation, so mm-hmm. you should start doing that, too. Congratulations to Isabel over at Extension
37. And next one is from Baltimore to Honolulu, and on June 28th, and going to Kauai, and going to Maui, going to Big Island, and one bedroom on July 8th. In Oahu, they stay at Waikiki Sunset for family of five, okay? So they have a two-bedroom with a mean-sized car. Then, wow. Kauai, they stay in the Aureka Waipoli.
Beautiful.
A two-bedroom yeah. with a car. Maui stay in the Ananalu.
Wow.
And with a two-bedroom also, and our and Kona stay in the Royal Sea Cliff, the two-bedroom, and total $8,500.
Unbelievable! Five people for $8,000. What is the price on that? $8,000. Excellent. $8,500 for five people, three islands. It doesn't get better than that. And these are
four
nice
islands.
I mean, four islands. It doesn't get much better than this. Okay. I love these hotel selections: the Outrigger Waipoli Beach, Aina Nalu. Condos all the way through and lots of room, and you're really going to love this vacation. Congratulations to the Smucker family. They're going to have a terrific time. Richard, Donna, Marcus, Abigail, and Jason, they're going to have a terrific time. Congratulations to Kalei. What a package she put together today. You got to give her props. That's just an excellent job. And if you are interested in a package like this, give us a call at 1-800-843-8771.
And next one for family of... four.
Yeah.
And travel day March 20th for April 4th, the spring break.
Yep, spring break.
To Honolulu, stay in the Waikiki Beach Hotel. They only have a one hotel room for the family, and they have a leg waiting transfer for $4,764.
$4,764. Excellent package put together by Jesse. Congratulations to the Thompson family. They're going to have a terrific time in Hawaii, nay. And you know what? Thank you. Mahalo very much for being part of our Ohana. We know there are just tons of choices out there, and we really do appreciate your business very much. Wow. So, some great packages. People are just booking like crazy, getting ready. And it's never too early to start planning your Hawaii vacation. We have ways to get in for a small deposit, $50 per person. book the trip and then get it locked in so you take advantage of those early bird rates and those discounts early on. So that about wraps it up. You're going to have, I hope you have a great weekend. We've got lots of fun stuff planned. We'll tell you about that on Wednesday. Remember, we'll be back on Wednesday and then again on Friday. Check out our blog. We have a new blog post up today about the USS Missouri, which is back in business. So it's out of dry dock and ready to go. Ready to rock and roll. So
We forget to mention, download your apps.
Oh, yeah, download my app. I have an app on
iPhone.
It's a vanity app, but it's still an app. And, yeah, download it on iPhone. So just look for Aloha Bruce. So that'll do it. That'll wrap it up. For my beautiful wife, Ya Ling, and myself, Bruce, we'll say Aloha and Mahalo.